This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces began the month of June with a fresh aerial bombardment of Ukraine's capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The sound of explosions were heard over Kyiv as ground-launched missiles killed several people and wounded others, according to authorities. The Kyiv city administration reported one child was among the dead. Local resident Nikita Maslun woke up at 3 a.m. to the sound of the strikes. He saw a fire and a smashed door, and he told the AP, "I woke up my mom and ran to the corridor. Then we came down and went out. We saw people running. Windows were shattered and balconies were destroyed." The casualty toll was the most from one attack on Kyiv in the past month. In May, Russian forces reportedly attacked Ukraine's capital 17 times with drones and missiles. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. Senate could vote in the coming hours on a measure to suspend the government's borrowing limit until early 2025 to avert a first-ever default when the United States, runs out of cash in 4 days to pay its bills. The House of Representatives overwhelmingly voted on Wednesday night to allow the government to continue to borrow more money over the next year and a half to meet its financial obligations. The legislation would extend the borrowing authority to January 2, 2025. One Senate leader, Democrat Dick Durbin, said he expects the bill to be approved by the Senate Thursday night or Friday. He said passing the bill is the responsible thing to do for the country. Both Democratic and Republican leaders of the Senate are calling for swift passage so the bill can be sent to President Joe Biden to sign into law. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistan said Thursday that two of its soldiers were killed when a security outpost along the border with Iran came under attack from what it called a group of terrorists. A military statement said the insurgent raid occurred in the Kerch border district in Baluchistan province. Pakistani troops responded with all available weapons and pushed back the assailants in the ensuing heavy gun battle. This is according to that military statement. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the raid. The Iranian embassy in Islamabad said it strongly condemns the terrorist attack. New mothers in the Democratic Republic of Congo can be effectively held hostage if they can't pay their medical debts, but one businesswoman is coming to their rescue. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
It was 3 weeks since Anna L gave birth to twins in Democratic Republic of Congo's capital, Kinshasa. But the 16-year-old still hadn't left hospital. Unable to pay her medical costs, she was effectively being held hostage. Then entered a woman Anna L had never met before to hand doctors $130 and settle the bill. This is Grace Mbongi Umek, a businesswoman who's made it her mission to free new mothers trapped by their maternity debts.
As far as my objective is concerned, it's clear. I want this to stop. I want women in my country to give birth in good conditions and not be held hostage because they cannot pay.
That's Reuters David Doyle reporting. Australia's most decorated living soldier has lost a defamation case over newspaper claims he committed war crimes in Afghanistan. The VOA's Phil Mercer has more.
Ben Robert Smith had sued Australian media outlets over articles that he said defamed him. His lawyers have said the trial evidence was inconsistent and fanciful. Three newspapers claim the former SAS corporal was involved in the murders of six unarmed prisoners or civilians in Afghanistan more than a decade ago. They alleged he'd used a machine gun to kill a captured fighter, whose artificial leg was then taken as a trophy. The newspapers insisted their news stories were truthful and accurate. Justice Bosanko said the three newspapers had proven some of the most serious allegations against Ben Robert Smith. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The UN Weather Service, the World Meteorological Organization, has selected Argentinian meteorologist Celeste Saulo on Thursday to be the agency's first woman secretary general. She'll begin in January 2024. Marissa Melton, VOA News.